This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Now, off to the kitchen in the port, and Paula McIntyre is standing by. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had to close the window there because there was a few seagulls making a big, talking about dawn choruses. It was a late morning chorus.
You're getting attacked by seagulls? Is that a story? Should we contact the newsroom?
I think so,
Tom. Yeah, really Ulster's top chef in seagull attack.
Seagull, exactly.
Wow. Well, you're all right, though.
Oh, I'm good.
You survived.
One shot, yes.
Okay, that's the main
thing. I think it's a smell, probably.
So you're looking ahead to the Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican, big Mexican festival, with some Mexican grub.
Yes, exactly. Why not? Because Mexican food's like that kind of food that cheers you up, isn't it? You know, it's a wee bit grey out there today, but, you know, I've got a nice bit of corn in the kitchen here. And so what I'm going to do is these are called malitas. So these are like a tortilla sandwich, really. You know, so you've got soft flour tortillas with steak and corn and cheese and then sandwiched together and grilled. So they're... And I'm not sure where they're... I looked up what malita is, and I think a malita is kind of a derogatory slang for a henpecked man.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was like a wee mule, like a wee horse.
I thought it was like that, and then I saw this other one. So I think that sounds better. I thought mule, and then I thought it was like a Mexican donkey's log or something, but that's not. I think it was, so let's go with the henpecked man. I think that's better crack, isn't it?
But absolutely. But the idea is that you lift this in your hand. This is kind of...
That's it.
Food, you can just, you make it and you fill it and then you lift it in your hand and stuff your face with it.
If you're going to have a few friends around to your garden this weekend, this would be perfect. You just, you know, you can eat it with just, you don't even need a napkin. The first thing I did was I actually made the tortillas because, you know, you can buy them, but I would sort of compare it to, you know, you can buy them and there's nothing wrong with them, but it'd be like comparing freshly baked bread to a pan loaf.
Right, okay.
You know, it has its, they have, they're fine, but we see when you make them yourself, they're really easy, John. It's just plain flour, rub in a bit of butter, a bit of salt, and then just bind it all together with water, and then just, the, you know, sort of knead it all together. Not don't even have to knead, just bring it all together, divide it into eight, roll them into a wee ball, and they'll roll out as thinly as you can on a lightly floured surface, and keep moving it around.
Uh-huh.
And then put them into a pan and just
dry pan.
Fire them into the dry pan, nothing in it, and nice hot pan. And they'll when you see bubbles on the surface of the dough, that means it's cooked through. So flip it over for another 30 seconds, and that's it. And pile them high, and so that's it. If you make the tortillas, that bit's good. And then what we're going to do is sort of sandwich this all together. So
because this is steak, cheese and corn mulitas with toasted pepitas. You have your pepitas and your mulitas.
Yes.
And then your scallion crema.
That's right. Pepita and scallion crema. But we'll come on to that. Pepita is just a word for pumpkin seed, but it sounds nicer, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
So I've got my tortillas in front of me here, and I've made a corn crema. Corn cream. So all I did was fry off some onion and a bit of oil. It's nice and golden. Drain off a tin of sweet corn. You don't have to use fresh corn for this. Tin corn's lovely. Add a bit of cream, bring it up to the boil, and then blend it. So that's like this lovely creamy corn. Season it with a wee bit of salt, and I've just, all I've done here, John, is just covered the bottom of one of the tortillas with that. I'm doing a steak one, so I just cooked off some, marinated some rump steak, and you know, a bit of chipotle, chili paste, a bit of cumin, and some garlic, just minced garlic. Or I've started grating garlic, you know, in a fine grater.
Oh, right, yeah,
it's a good
yeah.
way of getting all the garlic, you know.
And you don't get a big lump then.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do a garlic press, when you press garlic, you always end up with garlic in it. So this is handy. And then, and just grill that steak. I've grilled it off to sort of medium rare. Let it sit a minute, slice it down. I've dotted that all over the corn. And then just some cheese. And then I'm going to attempt to lift this on with one hand. John.
And is the corn cream, is it runny like, or is it thick?
No.
Because it's just quite, sweet corn, double cream, and onions all whipped, all blended, pureed.
It's really thick. It's nearly like, you know, butter. So that's where we're sort of using that to sandwich the whole thing together. And I have that on the grill now. And the pepita is like a scallion and pepita or pumpkin seed crema. And all I did, John, was fry off, get a nice bit of hot oil in the pan, coarsely chop a few scallions, mm-hmm. put them in and cook them until they're nearly sort of scorched. You know, you get that lovely smell of caramelized onion.
Yeah.
Throw in your pumpkin seeds, and when then they start popping, which they will after about 30 seconds, put the whole thing into a jug with a bit of lime juice and some sour cream, bit of salt, and blend all up and with coriander, sorry. And this is lovely. It's like a, you know, like a real sour cream. But you see the toasted pumpkin seeds, which are apparently brilliant for you. Lots of zinc in them, so uh-huh. this is really healthy. And then you've got your nice savoury scallion, you know, like sort of caramelised onion, and then a bit of hit of, you've got that zinginess from the sour cream and from the lime. Blend that up. That's lovely with anything, Joe.
That sounds gorgeous itself. It's yeah.
Gorgeous.
And that's called the pepita the and scallion crema.
Yeah. Okay. Pumpkin seed. Wow. But pepita, look, everything sounds better, doesn't it, in either Spanish, Italian or
definitely,
Spanish,
definitely.
It?
So you have your crema, you've your the corn cream on the bottom,
yes.
then you have the steak on top of that, then you have your scallion crema on top of that again.
And that's it, John. And I just grilled, put this onto, again, a dry pan, or you can put a tiny bit of oil into it, and then just cook it for about a minute on each side. The cheese will melt, and you've got that lovely, the steak with that lovely bit of, just a wee, this isn't hot, it's just like a nice warmth from, you know, those smoky chipotle chilies are lovely. And then flip it over, and sure, that's, and you could do this in your barbecue as well. Just be careful all the cheese doesn't fall out the side. But that's the whole point of the corn cream. It sort of sandwiches it all together and stops it flying all over the show.
That sounds gorgeous. It's like street food. It's like kind of informal. Just grab, reach and grab, and kind of fill yourself another one, and away you go.
That's what we're looking for at the moment, isn't it?
Cracking.
You know, we're sitting outside. Nice margarita. There you are. Happy 5th of May.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Yes.
thanks for that. Steak, cheese and corn mulitas with toasted pepita and scallion crema. Sounds fancy, but it's actually, when you break it down, there's no reason why you couldn't make that today yourself. Paula, thanks a million.
All that from your local shop. You don't even need to go to the supermarket.
You don't even need to go to Mexico. Happy days.
Exactly.
All the best. Right. Talk to you soon. Thanks Paula.
Thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.